This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I tell you, this is the vibe I'm going for on an NFL Friday.
It's like Starsky and Hutch to me. Is that fair?
Yes. I actually think this was in Starsky and Hutch, but I was watching Reservoir Dogs last night. I'm actually wrong. I was driving Olivia home, and on my Spotify playlist, now I'm going to forget the damn name of it. One of the great soul songs of the 70s came on, and it's a song that you listen to. The Pusher Man. It's a song that you listen to and you're like, oh, this is just a fun kind of, and then you listen to the lyrics and it's like, you probably shouldn't be listening to these lyrics if you're 14. Mm. Don't care. That song slapped. And even Livy, who, she got a lot of interesting kind of emerging music takes.
What was the name of the song again?
Pusher Man.
Pusher Man?
Yes, yes, yes. I think it's by Curtis Mayfield, but I could actually be wrong.
Yeah, no, you got it right.
And, oh my God. By the way, if you've never seen the Soul Train version of it, it's insane. It's awesome. Also great dancing as well. But like, I looked over and
I'm just reading the lyrics.
My kid has never shown an interest in soul music. Yeah. And that kid she was into it. I couldn't let her know that I knew she was into it, but she was into it. And I was like, there's another sign that my oldest is a winner.
Glad that's working out for you. We were driving home from Buffalo. I was with my father-in-law yesterday, and he was on one of the deep track stations.
Yeah.
And I noticed it was like the same, like, and I don't ask me what song it was because I don't remember at all. It was the same like theme over and over again. And then we both looked up, and at one point we're like, how long has this thing been going on for? Like, it had been the same song for like 15 minutes before the two of us. Like, does this song never end?
All right. In fairness, Pusher Man kind of does get there, because at one point it's like kind of a song that just keeps going, and then eventually at the end you're like, it's like a 5-minute song.
Was there just no cap on length at that point? And
the whole point of deep cuts is because of the way radio, way inside baseball here, but eventually they got to a very rudimentary thought about if you're over 3 minutes or 2.5 minutes, you're not a single, so you're not on radio. So there's so many songs now that are like, well, that's that band's best song. Yeah, but it's considered a deep cut because it could never be released as a single because it was a 6-minute song.
Yeah, this one was pushing like 10 or 15. I just kept going. I'm like, I don't know how this even happened. I'm your pusher, man. Once you read the lyrics, it's very clear what he's trying to push.
Yes.
It's very clear what he's trying to do here.
It is. And I think he does it very well. Yeah.
Not alarming at all?
Yeah. Oh, no.
That alarming. Your daughter, okay, yeah. That she's like, this is the song, this resonates?
I mean, if in a year I have to ask her about, are you on H?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be, okay, we'll look back at the moment.
No, but her defense will be like what I used to have as a defense as a kid. It's like, no, I don't even like lyrics that way. It's about it's the vibe.
Okay, quick sidebar before we get to the Guardians thing. So I am a lyrics guy, or a melody guy, and my sister is just... My sister was an opera singer, insanely talented is my big sister, but she's an opera singer. So the only thing she cares about is a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just can't have musical conversations because it's like, you know, like, oh yeah, it's a great voice. The melody sucks. ah, but it's a great voice. And that's, and then we just have to be like, you know what? We like different things. Back to our respective corners. We'll find a different song to talk
about. It's like the ongoing in like the hip hop community. That's like the big discussion is, are you a lyrics guy, or do you just like the vibe of the song?
Yep.
It's always a back and forth.
A lot of people just love the vibe of the song, and I'm like, I can't understand what
the
guy's saying.
Well, I always thought I was a lyrics guy, and then I realized, like, sometimes when you do look up lyrics, you're like, geez, that was nowhere close to what I even thought they were saying. And on top of it, they don't even really make sense. So I must just be a vibe of the song guy.
So, Buster Olney has a report about the Guardians at the deadline.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about that report?
So it's interesting to me because he put out four names that are just untouchable. And in the report, he was talking about things that he learned over the All-Star break and over the All-Star weekend as he started talking to different people. And he has the Guardians are ready to listen to offers for all but four. J-Ram, Kwan, Klasse, and Cade Smith. And then puts everyone else is available. And the Guardians are hoping to get maximum value and find more offense.
What's funny is none of the other guys have value.
Yeah, so it's like you took the four most valuable people and said, no, we're not really doing this. And I got a little agitated by it, by the way, because I was convinced they were going to sell off Class A, get some good prospects, keep this thing moving, or get ready bats right now and keep this thing moving. But it seems like that's a no-go for the Guardians.
It would be like going to a yard sale and saying, I know these, okay, the tractor is not for sale. Why is it out? It's just out there. The painting and the night, you can't have the painting either. Would you like the nail clippers?
Yeah, you sound like my mom's yard sales growing up.
Yes.
Where people would try to buy things, and then she'd be like, I don't know how this got out here.
You know, I actually can't do that one. Thought about it now.
The moment someone showed value or interest in it, then it had perceived value. And my mom was like, so what was the value I'm missing? Maybe I didn't want to get rid of this thing. And that's kind of what it feels like with the Guardians right now.
And so, like, I just, listen, nobody but Jose should be untouchable. Jose's untouchable because of the contract. And Jose's untouchable because if you trade him, all the gains that you've made with Guardians fans the last 4 years will go out the window no matter what happens in the second half of the season, if you have a Tigers-esque run, or next year. It just won't.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can be said the same about anybody else in this roster. Kwan's got, three postseasons of control?
Yeah.
That has some meaning on a market where there's not a lot of players who are very good at bats that are going to be out there. Same thing with Class A. Like, there's a part of me that's like, listen, if this is just being like, hey, it's not for sale, which means give us a bigger offer, dummy. Okay. If this is a, hey, we're not standing pat here, you're in an interesting sport and interesting point in Guardians history. And I think you might be stubborning yourself into peril career-wise if you're Antonetti and Chernoff and you're just pot committed to two of the four guys who won't be here in, oh, hell, 3 years, a year maybe even?
Well, and even just to the Klasse and Cade Smith thing, like now's the time to get value for these guys. Now's the time to strike. And I do think that the other teams are listening. So it's always interesting to monitor the trade markets and see where everyone's going. I noticed today, for instance, there were a couple different places that had linked up the Tigers with that Deem Farm system that we've always talked about for the previous couple weeks. Linked them up now with the Twins bullpen and a couple pieces they could potentially have offered up. Like, it's like you're starting to see some of the conversation shift. And instead of it being Class A or Cade Smith, it's now different organizations. And by the way, a lot of interdivision matchups that they're discussing as well. But like the Guardians aren't a piece of these anymore, at least not since the All-Star break.
So maybe this is a way to put it. Do you believe this? Do you believe that the Guardians are, hey, these guys, or...
I don't think they're doing what you hinted at, which some teams do, is they're just trying to drive up the price.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm taking this as... I shouldn't always take things as gospel, but I'm taking this as gospel. And I think part of the reason why is there's a belief in the back of my mind that this would tell me the Guardians are actually thinking about next year, and they believe that they're not that far away. And they think with the influx of talent they could have with the bringing guys up, maybe next year isn't just going to be an off season. They're going to actually make a run for it. Because if you kept these four, that would be the thinking there.
So, you know me, everything's price dependent. I don't want to get rid of Kwan. I don't want to get rid of Class A. But I think this organization has shown so many times how nimble they are and how light on their feet there are. And to me, this would be being caught lead-footed, which I think is what sinks small to mid-market teams. I think you're right about, hey, the signal's belief in next year. But you're probably going to be having the same conversations about trading Class A or Kwan this offseason. And certainly next deadline and next offseason after that, if you don't...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Deal him now.
Well, so maybe they're looking at it like we can, because we know you can always get rid of Kwan, you can always get rid of Klasse, and I don't know about always with Klasse, but for at least right now, you'll have an opportunity to get rid of Kwan when you want to. Are they looking at it like next year we can reassess, and if the thing is off to a hot start and they do have in the right direction, then they don't have to press the button?
I think that might be the way they're looking. What I would say is, to me, the only reason I would have any interest in moving either guy is there, this is one of those typical years, much like last year's was, where in this new reality, there are so many teams out there that need what you have, and there's so few sellers that, you know, like, to me, if it's just somebody wants to offer 100 cents in the dollar for Kwan, the answer is no. You're getting 2.5 years of value, 3 postseasons of control. You need to overpay effectively.
Right.
Same thing with Class A, but the market looks like that is what will come to fruition. And so it's, you know, I don't want to miss out on a payday, because in the offseason, you've noticed teams are a lot more patient and teams are a lot less likely to overpay in the offseason because there are more ways to improve your team.
Well, and you don't let down.
I just think it would be foolish not to listen.
You don't let down the fan base as much either if you do things. And like right now, why there is such the market the way it is expanded playoffs help with this, obviously, but more teams never feel like they're close.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have more teams jockeying for chances to go ahead and make that 1-2 game addition. And you do. You let down the fan base if you don't make moves.
And here's the other thing. This is another, like, the timing matters about all this. A lot of the big market teams who might be more willing to go all in, whether it's for Kwan and Class A, a lot of them also have. This is in terms of the big market side of things, outside of like the Yankees and Mets, pretty much all the big market teams do have, or even the aggressive teams like Seattle, have really great farm systems.
Yeah.
And that have what you don't have long term. So a year from now, that's going to look different because some of those guys are going to graduate or some of those guys are going to fall off. That is the concern, is it's like this could be your window to very quickly reposition this as you wait for your own guys to hit where they need to hit. And then even the Kephas and Lauder. So it's less, oh, why aren't you trading them? And it's more, unless this is about jockeying for position and value, I just don't understand not listening on two guys who probably aren't going to be here in a year and a half anyways, given how the thing works.
Well, that's the part of this that makes it really, the phrasing on this is really interesting. Like, they're ready to listen to offers on all but 4 players. That tells us that if you call up and you want to give the Godfather package for Class A and Kwan, you want to do what the Dodgers Sports Radio spent a couple of days talking about in one of those type of deals, then the Guardians front office right now is like, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even want to entertain that.
Hey, Max Clark, Kevin McGonigal, and two other top prospects. I'm sorry.
It's like, no, we already got our plan. We're not set on doing this. It's like, really? There's no offer you could listen to right now?
And you know me. If you've got a chance at the deadline to compete, and 4.5 games out right now with 3 weeks to go, you got a chance to compete. I'm not here to sell. But I am here if the market allows you an opportunity to really take a huge jump over the next year and a half because you get that kind of talent, you'd be foolish not to consider it. And I don't consider Antonetti or Chernoff foolish. So there's a part of me that does have a hard time kind of buying in that Buster Olney's 100% right on this. 216-474-0092. What Major League Baseball is getting wrong on the Guardians.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.